August 26th Woodway City Council meeting, and I want to welcome everybody, all of our visitors, all of our guests, staff, and council. Thank you all so much for being here. The meeting is now open. First item on our agenda is our invocation, and tonight we have with us Mr. Case Smith from First Baptist Church Woodway, and you can come on up, Case. Case is one of the pastors on staff at First Baptist Woodway. He was very instrumental in getting the new rec fields coming. So I've asked him if he would lead us in our prayer this evening. So thank you for being here.
Yeah. Honored. Let's pray. Father, we first just thank you for who you are. You are good. You're faithful. You love us. Father, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you didn't stay distant, but you came to us. You gave us your son, Jesus. We thank you for giving your life for us. And Father, I just pray a blessing over this community, over this city. I thank you for what it means to me and my family. I thank you for what it's meant to me as a child growing up here. And Father, I just pray a continued blessing over this community, over the leadership of this community. Father, would your will be done and your kingdom come here on as it is in heaven. And we love you, and we thank you for loving us first. It's in the name of your son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Smith. Appreciate you being here tonight. All right, our next item on the agenda is our pledge. If you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. All right. Item number three is our public comment section. And tonight is budget night. So we have two opportunities for you to speak. The first opportunity is for any item that's on the agenda that's not related to the budget. We'll have a separate opportunity to talk about the budget in our in the next public hearing that's coming up. So the City Council would like to invite any citizen or guest to address the council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments that are related to the public hearings will be heard when that specific hearing starts, and we ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. There's a timer up here on the screen behind us that'll have your countdown clock for those 3 minutes. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. And when you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, we ask that you please state that item before beginning your comments. Thank you so much for your understanding and your cooperation. So at this time, I'd like to invite anybody who'd like to address council to please come up to the podium. Yes, sir. If we get your name and address, please.
Sure. Norm Hoffman, 1172 Western Oaks. Number one, thanks for the recent Facebook articles featuring the Woodway Police. Each of those postings show the strength and the depth of the Woodway Police interactions. Keep the posts coming. They're informative. They're good. I'm assuming you're doing, somehow you're getting
them. Yeah, they're out
there. That's okay. That's okay. But they're good. Those are excellent. Number two, concerning the bicycle lane, I had no dog in this fight, and I still don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care if we have a bicycle lane or don't have a bicycle lane. But referring to item agenda item five, awarding the contract for the new lane. This morning, I requested a copy of the bid under the Freedom of Information Act. I know it's coming, but since I can't see it yet, I have a couple questions. One, does this bid include the lane upright separators that the vendor showed us at a recent council meeting? If so, which ones? Are there any additional costs to making that bicycle lane other than this bid, which we're about to vote on? The request for bid included all of the lane marking costs, as I understand it, because I can see the request for bid. I couldn't see the bid yet. Do we have any additional cost? I'm sorry, that's a duplicate. And number D, under what budget, under the budget, what is the maximum amount of money that we can spend on that road modification for the bicycle lane? Thank you.
Great, thank you, sir. Anybody else? Okay, there being none, I will close the public comment time at 5:36 p.m. Thank you all very much. Item number four is discussion and consider action on the minutes of the regular city council meeting held on August 12th, 2024 at 5:30 p.m. May I have a motion to discuss, please?
So moved.
It's been moved. Second. Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, item number four.
I don't have anything additional, Mayor, on the minutes.
All right. I'll entertain a motion on approving the minutes of August 12th, 2024.
So moved.
It's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the minutes are approved. All right. Item number five is discussion and consider action to award a contract in response to the request for bids number 24-06 for the Estates Drive and Fairway Road bicycle and pedestrian connections to ML Contracting Incorporated, the lowest responsible bidder, in an amount not to exceed $462,137.75, and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. Can I have a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Thank you, sir. It's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, over to you for number five, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. A bid was received for Estates Drive and Fairway Road bicycle and pedestrian connections. This project is a budgeted and approved item. The bid is summarized and the engineer's recommendation is attached. I have the proposed expenditure, the budgeted amount, and the overage, as well as where we plan to pull that overage from, however we want to discuss this. But Mr. Davison, where are you? Is Mr. Solomon, is he not here? Do we know what happened to him?
I'm not sure. He's just not here.
He's MIA. Okay.
Well, we asked Mr. Solomon Thomas of MRB, who's been heading up this project, to be present for any additional questions that you might have.
All right.
But I'll go into, maybe this will help get the conversation started. The total proposed expenditure is $462,137.75. The amount budgeted was $355,000. We have a section here on our financial impact that says, if not budgeted, from what other sources are you pulling these funds? That difference, since that's a lot of head math, is $107,137.75. And you have the account number in front of you, but that doesn't really tell you where it's coming from. The most appropriate account we felt to pull the overage from was, it's called Future Capital Street Improvements, mm-hmm. which that's the account number you have in front of you, and there's currently $3.2 million in that account. That's the account you might remember in previous conversations in the build up to Ritchie Road. Mm-hmm. That account will eventually partially fund that city county project.
Okay. So,
and I can try to answer any other questions you might
have. Well, yeah, between you and Mitch.
We should be able, I mean, we can answer most of them.
Okay. Does this bid that we have, does that include the uprights, the barriers?
Yes.
Okay. And is there any additional cost after this amount is paid?
Not at this point. I mean, the only thing would be an unanticipated change order of some sort during the project. This includes everything.
Okay. And what's the maximum we can spend? This came in a little bit higher than what we'd originally budgeted. So what's the I know we have money for it, but what are we going to
there's been several projects, Mayor, that we've budgeted a certain amount for, and then, you know, like we're doing in this budget cycle we're about to begin, we give it our best guess and then a year later happens, and there's a whole litany of reasons why people mm-hmm. go up on parts and services, but this is the case once again.
Okay. So since we budgeted the original amount, when we make the decision tonight, I guess the new motion and the new vote will supersede the last decision that we made, right?
Yes.
I just want to make sure.
So you've had a project that it was agreed to fund, it was funded, but your funded amount it just doesn't meet the threshold. And usually we get more than one bid. We put it out like we do in every other advertisement, and ML Contracting Incorporated were the only provider that returned a bid to the city.
Okay. All righty. Council, any questions? Mr. Thomas isn't here tonight, but are there any questions for Mr. Davison or City Manager?
My questions were answered, so thank you.
Good, good. All right. Well, if there's no further discussion, I will entertain a motion on item number 5, please.
I move that we award a contract in response to request for bids number 24-06 for Estates Drive and Fairway Road bicycle and pedestrian connections to ML Contracting, Inc., the lowest responsible bidder.
And I second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you all very much. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay.
Nay. And I'd like it in the minutes. The reason that I'm saying nay is the $462,000, when you look at the current tax rate, we're talking about approximately 2.2 cents per hundred, or the average citizen would be paying about $90, or could have had a $90 cut in their property tax. So when they drive down that street, whether they like it or not, that's what it cost them. So that's the reason.
And I'm voting against it for the same reasons that I specified in a prior city council meeting.
All right. The ayes have it with 5 and 2 nays from Mr. Russell and Mr. Kingston. Thank you all very much. Motion passes. All right, moving on to the items related to the proposed fiscal year 2025 annual budget and proposed 24 ad valorem tax rate. The first item is our public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 25 annual budget. So at this time, I will open the public hearing at 5:43. And folks, I just ask that you please keep your comments to 3 minutes. So at this time, if there's anybody who would like to speak on this topic, please come to the podium. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Janet Smith. I live at 8706 Panther Drive in Woodway. This is in regard to the discussion about the cost of living adjustment increase for city employees. At the last meeting, the idea was brought up that a reduction of COLA, or cost of living adjustment, would save money and reduce taxes, when in reality, it does nothing to lower the tax rate. Actually, it only sends a demoralizing message to our excellent staff of their value if we vote to only give them 3%. We expect them to do more each year, to train and to become more confident in their knowledge of and the demands of their positions. And so we should certainly give them a 5% raise. These trusted employees have gained special skills so they can increase productivity and reduce stress on their managers. While trusting and supporting our city employees, they will be better time managers, which leads to better teamwork and in turn to a healthier workplace. This produces reliable employees who can get their job done, and it will be done well with less supervision. They will have a willingness to learn more and in turn to support our city in multiple functions. They will be more dedicated if they feel that they are appreciated. and they'll be willing to learn and do even more than they're than they're expected to do. A couple of examples in the current economy that you all may have experienced. For me, this last year, my car insurance more than doubled. That was an increase of 105%. Or maybe your house insurance has increased. Or you go to the grocery store and find out the prices may be the same, but you look at the packages and they're smaller. This is called shrinkflation or product downsizing. So we're not getting as much for our money. So don't expect a fast response time. When you call 911, if you don't have employees there because they leave for a fair-paying position somewhere else, to maintain the level of quality of service and care and not increase the risk of losing high-quality employees, we need to consider a generous cost of living increase due to the true current economy and give the increase that they have already earned. I want to say thank you now to all of our wonderful city staff that makes Woodway a great place to live.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, anybody else? Yes, ma'am. We get your name and address, please.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Carl, and I live on Buckingham Court. I have been a resident of Woodway for almost 8 years now. I'm here specifically to address the COLA conversation regarding our Woodway employees for the upcoming fiscal year. To be honest, I had no idea about this situation until last week when I was informed by multiple city employees. They were disheartened and discouraged by some comments and conversation of council members had regarding the COLA at the July City Council meeting. I am confident that most of our city employees do not solely hold their positions for the pay they receive, but they do it because they love this community and choose to live a life of service. One of the largest sectors of the City of Woodway workforce is the Woodway Public Safety Department. As you are most likely aware, there is a significant shortage of employees in any public service sector across our state, nation, and county, including healthcare professionals, educators, and public safety officers. We as a city cannot afford to lose some of the best officers this state has. According to the City of Woodway website, an officer who has worked here in Woodway for 5 years would make at most $84,000. Considering the difference in COLA from 5% to 4% or 3%, as some council members suggested, you would be decreasing these individual salaries by $840 or $1,680, respectively. Even taking out the astronomical inflation rate we are currently experiencing as a country, I passionately believe that these individuals deserve every single bit of that. As mentioned in the July meeting, even at giving our officers a 5% COLA increase, we as a city are still catching up to paying equitable salaries due to the rise of inflation over the last several years. To offer anything less is insulting and demeaning to our employees. I believe retaining every single staff member, especially our Woodway public safety officers, is vital. As a council member, I hope you will take measures to ensure their continued commitment and success to our city. According to the policinginstitute.org, it costs anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000 in 2 to 3 years to recruit, hire, equip, and thoroughly train one officer. At that cost, it would be the equivalent of paying 1% COLA on 297 public safety employees. Decreasing their salary is a savings that no one will experience, and this does not impact the tax rate. Thank you for your time, and thank you for all of your efforts to make our city a wonderful place to live.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, anybody else to speak on the budget? All right, there being no one else, I will close the public hearing at 5:49 p.m. All right, council, we're moving on to item 7A. This is discussion and consider action on ordinance 24-07, adopting the 2024-2025 annual budget. Could I please get a motion to discuss this item?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
It's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, thank you. Mr. City Manager, over to you for your comments, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll be brief. The city charter requires that a proposed budget be presented to the city council prior to August 1st each year. The proposed budget was presented in June and was finalized during the months of July and August. As input was received from the council, certified figures were received from the appraisal district, etc. The charter also requires that a public hearing on the budget be conducted. This hearing was advertised as required.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. Manager. And we've got Ms. Brenda here in case we have any questions. But council, now we're open for discussion on the budget. Any comments?
Yes, if I may. I would like to say that this council meeting is the most important council meeting of the year because we're here to vote on the budget, tax rate, water rate later on. There's a lot of moving parts here. There's basically three budgets. The general budget, the utility fund, the Carlene Bright Pavilion Operation Fund. The general fund, most people really look at the property tax more than anything else. I'm pleased to say that it looks like for the third year in a row, we'll be able to go with the no new revenue, which is a wonderful thing from staff and council being able to work on this and hitting this number. I just would like to point out, though, in the general budget, we're a little over $12 million. We could have given possibly a half cent or even a 1 cent cut. Not saying I'm asking for that, but every cent represents $200,000. A half cent cut would only be $100,000 out of a $12 million budget. Something for us to think about in future budgets that we could give the citizens a little a better rate than just no new revenue. The most important part of the utility fund that the citizens will see is the water, sewer, trash pickup. We'll be talking about that later in the meeting, but I do support the new rates, and we'll talk about the reasons for that. The Carlene Bright Arboretum Pavilion Fund is mainly paid from the fee schedule and the hotel motel tax. There again, we'll be talking about that later, but I do also support that. Most people don't worry about it. I do think we need to talk about the proposed COLA and merit rates for different reasons than what some citizens and maybe some council people were thinking. I believe we have the best staff in McLennan County, and I believe they should be paid well. And in fact, two-thirds of the categories that we have that we judge by, we are paying more than any other city in McLennan County. Some as much as 20%, pushing the average where the next lowest pay rate is the average, not another city. So we do pay very well. There are one-third that needs help. And I think we need to work on that. These raises that we've been talking about, just to give you some numbers, I'm almost done with this. Last year, in this $12.1 million budget for the general funds, the salaries was $9.267 million. A 5% raise hits the budget at $463,370. If you go to 9% total, which I understand not everyone would get that, it would hit it at $834,000. That would hit the salary part of this budget over $10 million, just so we can put numbers to what we're looking at. What I personally would like to see is to see the 5% COLA go into effect because, like we said, we love our staff. I would also like to see that other money go into the one-third of the salaries that are below the average of the other cities. You mentioned police officers. There are several categories on police officers we need to bump up. One of the most important one is dispatchers, which we have turnover on, and we're the lowest on. So I'm not, some of y'all want talking about getting services direct. I want to make it better, and I want to make the salaries where no one is leaving Woodway for another city. But if we're already at the top level, we might need to look at that a little differently. I talked about last year setting up a committee to help with this budget, and here we're another year down, and we're at the last minute to approve this. I'd like to see a three-member council member committee to help with this budget ahead of time so we can look at these things. I think that our staff has done a wonderful job on this budget. Talked with Ms. Hernandez and, of course, our city manager at great length, and they said it best. The goal is to make transparency as clear as water. The first budget maybe didn't hit the mark. The second one hit it and surpassed it along with all these questions that we asked. I would just like to see that we have our future council meetings about budgets to be like what we've got now. Now, just to let everybody know, I will be voting with the majority of the council on this budget. So if you decide to 5 plus 4, that's fine. But I just wanted you to look at those numbers while we're doing it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's but it didn't 3 minutes.
No, thank you, Mr. Yeah, no. You don't have to do the 3 minutes. No, it's okay. No, you're exempt from that. Well, thank you, Mr. Russell, for those comments. Just to be clear, last meeting you wanted to reduce the COLA to 3%. And what? You wanted to reduce the COLA to 3%.
No, I didn't. I never said 3. I said 5 and lower some of the others.
Okay.
But and I was mainly talking about
I think you wanted to reduce the COLA for our staff.
No.
And cap the merit at 3% because you wanted to be like Hewitt or Robinson.
Hewitt and Robinson. Oh, okay. Hewitt has 3 and 2. So I said that was good. R. McGregor has 5 total. Robinson has 4, 1.2. And I wanted to be more parity with those other cities that are excellent cities also.
Okay. So just to be sure, you're okay now with
I'll be voting with whatever the council agrees on because I'm happy with the no new revenue.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that we could do better, especially for that lower tier group.
Well, I'm not interested in reducing the police officer's salary or the
we wouldn't be
staff
reducing
salaries.
Anybody's, but what I'm saying is right now we are paying some of these categories much lower than other cities, and I'm saying maybe what we should do instead of having these upper categories so high is not give as much on others and help with these lower categories.
So the upper tier would suffer.
They wouldn't get as much raise, correct.
Okay.
But they're already
that's a big part of our city. That's a big part of our budget, Chief. Our staff salaries, the biggest part of it goes to the public safety department.
Yeah. Can I say a few words about that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I know it's kind of the elephant in the room. We got a lot of officers here. Can I go up to the
absolutely.
Lectern?
Please do. Please do.
If you're a Woodway employee of any public safety department, raise your hand. We got dispatchers and officers here. We actually, just to kind of talk about that, in this budget, there's a 32% top-end increase for our dispatcher pay. So we are working, which will make us very competitive with Waco even. So we are trying to work on that. In the past, you're absolutely right. We needed to work on our dispatcher pay, and we'll continue to work on that. 32% top-end increase for dispatcher 1, 23% top-end increase for dispatcher 2, which puts us in the 60s, which for dispatcher beats out other small cities at this point. I don't know where their budget is going next year, which it's always competitive. I wrote down what I wanted to say because I want to make sure I communicate it properly because I'm representing these fine men and women here, so I don't want to just shoot from the hip, no pun intended. We have here the Woodway, we have here something to break the ice a little bit. We have here members of our Woodway Public Safety Department. They're also members of our Woodway Public Safety Association, and they're led by Mike Brummett, Sarge, right there, if you don't mind raising your hand. He helped me with the numbers a few months ago, if y'all remember that. It's made up of officers, dispatchers, pretty much everybody within the department, and also many of them are Woodway residents. So the association wanted to thank all y'all for what you do. You do a thankless job. It is completely voluntary, and you run our city, and we're very thankful for that. But they also approached me last week after the last council meeting a couple weeks ago with some concerns that I feel like it's my responsibility to communicate to y'all since y'all are our leaders. They found these comments to be hurtful, and again, I need to let y'all know about this because we are your people. These are concerns regarding the arguments over decreasing the proposed COLA, the cost of living adjustment, and the merit increases, primarily by utilizing surrounding small cities as the basis for the argument, and failing to utilize other statistics like comparisons of crime rates, response times, level of customer service, our officer and our dispatchers, level of education, our dual certifications, and also just overall community support. These concerns have led to a feeling of unacknowledgement within our officers, and that's because there's never been a discussion like this in my career and in Assistant Chief Gill's 38 years of public service. There's never been discussion, other than last council budget and this budget, about decreasing cost of living adjustments. And for the first time, it's created a spirit of lack of support within our department. And as a person who's devoted my life to the health of this organization, that's a devastating spirit to have in order to retain and recruit the top talent that you have here. And speaking of recruitment, 5 out of our 6 current sergeants and 2 out of our 3 current captains were stolen from other departments. These were individuals who were rock stars at other departments, and we saw that they were rock stars, and we stole them. And they came here, they worked their way from PSO1, from beginning officer, and they worked their way up to ranks to a supervisory role. And they came here, when you ask them, for 2 reasons. They came here for culture, and they came here for compensation. Make no mistake about that. And speaking of new cadets, that's the people we have now. Vast majority of your supervisory staff were taken from other departments. And speaking of new cadets, our cadets, upon hire, they'll go to the police academy, they'll go to the fire academy, and y'all know that. These academies each usually have anywhere from 20 to over 30 cadets, and these cadets are from every agency within McLennan County and some from other counties. You have Waco PD, you have county in these academies. And in the past 3 years, just to give you a snapshot of what Woodway has done in these academy, our cadets in the Police and Fire Academy have achieved the following. 3 times they were named valedictorian of their respective academy. 1 held the position of Police Academy President and Fire Academy President. 2 have achieved the top firefighter cadet award given to the best firefighter in the entire academy. 1 was awarded top shot of the academy, while the current cadet in the academy right now is holding the valedictorian position as we speak. This is not normal. This does not happen. This is not by chance. We're not getting lucky. This is by meticulous, careful design of choosing the greatest to serve our residents. And I, as the leader of this department, request that you continue to give us those tools to recruit the best. I don't have an opportunity to say much, so I want to say it. We're not other departments. We're the Woodway Public Safety Department. We're where other departments want to be. Not to be PC about it, we are the Woodway Public. We have a chip on our shoulder because we know that we train and we fight hard for our people. We were one of the first agencies to be Texas Police Chief Association recognized and accredited, and in our world, that's a big deal. Other small agencies, they do not have a SWAT team, they do not have a canine team, they do not have a high-angle warp rescue team, they do not have a drone team, they do not have a negotiations team, and I could keep y'all here till 7 p.m., but I'm going to stop there. But we do. We strive to be the most elite public safety department in the nation. We are the department with a 2 to 3 minute response time and responsible for one of the safest cities in Texas. These officers take on 2 full-time jobs, and this doesn't get talked about a lot, but let's talk about it. They take on 2 full-time jobs as a police officer and a firefighter to save the city millions in separate health care, separate retirements, separate equipment, separate training, separate salary of a separate police officer and a separate firefighter, which would require an additional $4 to $5 million annual increase in the public safety budget, if done separately. These guys came in and said, hey, we're done with the fireside. We're just not going to do it anymore. I would be coming to you with a $4 to $5 million increase in the budget to start that process up, which is not fun. I've spoken to a few people who've had to go through that. So they saved the city $4 to $5 million annually in the public safety budget just by taking on 2 professions, full-time professions. Woodway first responders are just as much firefighters as they are police officers, yet a majority get paid only $4 an hour for what they do. To actively train and fight fires, this training is strenuous. It is in bunker gear. It is in the summer heat. And when the call comes, these officers are there with unparalleled professionalism, providing services that match any fire department in the nation. I believe if we're going to begin comparing salaries with other small cities, then we need to start looking at the $8,300 a year and the $4 an hour that we pay our officers, which equals $8,300 a year and would require a 7-time increase to their current salary when compared to other small departments. Sometimes it's easy to forget that any one of these guys and gals could go to Waco, honestly, and be in a Waco uniform by next week, enjoying a $15,000 sign-on bonus and not having to wear bunker gear in this heat, because our officers are being actively recruited at every training they go to join other departments. Other departments know Woodway has gems, and they know to come here and try to mine for our officers. This is a voluntary profession, and demand is very high for dispatch and police services, with approximately 90% of police departments across the nation experiencing staffing shortages. Really cannot take our foot off the gas when it comes to staying competitive. We have to remain one of the best. And I'll end with this. Make no mistake, the crimes that occur in our city could rattle the mind of even the strongest of men. We deal with some pretty bad stuff. The parents we console after unspeakable sexual violence as we fall on their precious child are moments that are imprinted in our thoughts. The compressions given to lifeless bodies daily praying for any resemblance of a heartbeat to return for the sake of their grieving widow are moments that scar our existence. The 911 calls answered by my dispatchers,
Take your time.
And them hearing suicides over the phone lines, they'll never forget that. But nobody wants to hear about those. No, nobody wants to hear about those. But if it's so hard to hear about them, imagine living through them. Constantly. You see, we operate in the darkness of society, in the corners, yet we give you the finished product of a good night's sleep in a safe city. But we're the ones who suffer in silence. We're the ones picking up body parts off our highways after accidents. We're the ones holding lifeless infants, only to go home and praying that no evil falls upon ours. We're the ones spat on, kicked on, beaten, bruised, denigrated regularly. But we don't complain, and you don't hear about it, because we're your warriors. But we're not machines, and we need all the support from our leaders as possible to continue this difficult task. Lastly, if this is indeed a fiscal concern, I request that any COLA or upcoming increase in my salary be divided up among Woodway PSD employees to ensure they receive what they deserve. Thank you.
That's just wonderful.
Say a few words, Bill, in the halls.
Chief, thank you.
I just want to thank you for serving our city. And I'm here just to take what Chief said just a little bit further, just to introduce you to some of the things that we come in contact with every day. Some of it's great. We have some really great citizens here that appreciate us. They drop food off all the time. We see cards and all that stuff. There's the other end to it, too, that these guys see every day. And just to give you a little insight on what your officers experience every day, I just want to read a few things here for you. For one, I know dispatcher has been mentioned quite a bit, and I appreciate that, because they are they look after us when we're on the streets. When all else fails, though, those guys are there. To have our backs. They are also first responders. And that needs to be noted. They have a very stressful job. And I think we need to be reminded of their hard work and dedication that they bring to the city of Woodway. A lot of times they go unnoticed. We notice them every day. When we miss radio traffic and stuff like that. But we have 9 certified dispatchers. 2 of them actually work in other departments of the PD. 3 of those dispatchers are master telecommunicators. 3 have advanced telecommunication certifications. And 3 are currently working on their advancement. If you didn't know, our Woodway dispatchers dispatch for Woodway, the city of Lorena, and the city of Beverly Hills. They dispatch for the city of Woodway Police and Fire, city of Lorena Police and Fire Departments, and city of Beverly Hills Police and Fire Departments. Along with all that going on, They answer 911 calls. They answer calls for service there in dispatch. And they answer the radio when our guys are out on the streets making traffic stops. That gets very difficult, especially when you have one dispatcher working that 11 to 7 shift. And I'll tell you this, a lot of bad things happen at night, and those dispatchers are always on their A game when they're working that late night shift. We have some very good dispatchers here at Woodway, and they don't get a lot of recognition that they need. I'll give you one example of a dispatcher who took a call one night. It was a suicide that called in from Lorena. What the dispatcher didn't know is that it was one of his best friends. And just imagine taking that call. I'll move on to just some other calls that dispatchers take that we receive as our EMS calls. For Woodway, Lorena, and Beverly Hills, since July 1st, we have taken 142 EMS calls, all three cities combined. And Woodway alone, since July 1st, we've taken 88 EMS calls. Your Woodway first responders responded to here just a while back, a life alert call at a residence here in Woodway. Woodway officers showed up, didn't get any answer at the front door. They made their way around to the back and could hear someone crying for help from inside the home. Back door was locked. Woodway officers made forcible entry into the home and was able to help that elderly lady get the medical care she needed. And that's the kind of service this city receives through RPD. Another fire call. We got a call, a house full of smoke. Our guys made entry, located a rug on fire, suppressed the fire, vented the home with positive pressure fans with minimal damage done to that home. Another fire was a large fire in a pit in the backyard, caught a small plastic shed on fire, all of its components. Lit a fence on fire also. Engine 1 was dispatched to that scene, and Pre-Connect 1 dispatched that fire immediately. Minimal damage to property, no structure fire damage at all. A really good one I want to brag about is our night shift. Responded to smoke in the area. There was a large home filled with smoke. The guys smelled a strong odor of some sort of electrical fire coming from the inside of the home. They were able to displace one of the garage door windows and was able to unlatch the garage door, make entry, located where the fire was located. It was up in the attic in the HV unit. They used a small water extinguisher to put that fire out and pretty much save that large home. Minimal damage to that home. And just a small one, may not seem like much, but we are currently under a burn ban. The guys responded out to a campfire out at Beachfront, showed up, extinguished that fire, and wrote those individuals a citation for that fire out there. And since July 1st, our police officers, we've had 13 DWIs, one with a resisting arrest, one with a weapon, and one with a child passenger since July 1st. Just within the last 2 weeks, your officers have been involved in three different pursuits. One got away. His warrant's currently sitting in dispatch right now. He's been identified. One occurred, I believe, Sunday morning about 2 a.m. there in the HB parking lot, ran from our guys. He was currently in McLean County Jail. They were able to track him down. And the last pursuit occurred a couple weeks ago. One of your officers tried to stop a stolen Hellcat, and he wound up wrecking out on the service road of Highway 6. Four individuals fled. Three of those were taken into custody that night. Multiple firearms were located in that vehicle. And that's just one night's work there here at the PD. Responded to a disturbance. Charges were brought on this individual, assault against a public servant, because one of your officers was spat in the face and cussed at throughout this ordeal. A couple of arrests for unlawful carrying weapons with narcotics, an aggravated assault with family violence with injuries and weapons involved. Your investigators are currently working 4 child pornography cases. We have worked 2 assault family violence cases. We have worked 2 investigation of insanities that led to emergency detention orders. They worked just about a week ago, a burglary of a habitation. The suspect was arrested and property returned to the owner. Today, your Woodway officers arrested an individual that had a Limestone County warrant for manslaughter, arrested him in the city of Woodway. He's currently in a McLean County jail. Your officers a few weeks ago responded to a dispatch call of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to a resident here in Woodway. Officers did their best to provide medical treatment, CPR, and applied medical care to that individual. Take you back a few more weeks ago when your officers responded to a murder-suicide here in your city. I was currently working at the church on an off-duty gig, and it's one of the not knowing what your guys are about to get into. If it's a suicide by cop ordeal, no one knows until your guys are on scene. Luckily, they came out okay. The 2 individuals inside that residence were not. Your officers have to take those circumstances, those images, home with them every night. Not only do they, but while they're in those circumstances, dispatchers, other officers are waiting to hear radio traffic, and that silence, it seems like it lasts forever because you don't know what your officers are getting into. When you hear your officers compared to other cities and other police departments, let's do that. Let's compare our police department to other cities' PDs. You have to attach credentials with that. We have a lot of guys here that are very knowledgeable, schooled up, and know what they're doing. We have 28 certified officers. 15 of those officers hold master peace officer certifications. 6 of those hold advanced peace officer certifications. 75% of your Woodway officers are above advanced hold advanced certifications as far as a peace officer's license. You have basic instructors, firearms instructors, less lethal impact instructors, ballistic shield instructors, active shooter alert instructors, CRACE instructors, TASER instructors, mental health peace officers, accident reconstructionists, investigators, arrest and controlled tactics instructors, canine units, driving instructors, MCC Police Academy instructors, EMT and paramedics. We have a SWAT team that has a sniper team on it, explosive breach team, and a drone team. We also have individuals here at Woodway that work for the Secret Service Task Force that covers 13 counties. They interact with multiple agencies across Central Texas. Cell phone and computer forensics is what they specialize in. Those folks in that 13-county area, they don't go to McGregor. They don't go to Robinson. They ain't going to Waco. They come to Woodway. They bring that to Woodway, where our guys are trained in that stuff, and they do a heck of a job. Your troops must be trained in road spikes, AEDs, gas meters, noise meters, portable breathalyzers, drug test kits, standard field sobriety, evidence processing, first aid CPR, DWI blood search warrants, emergency protective orders. We're on call 24/7 as firefighters. Investigators are on call 1 week a month. We have new additions to the PD that include a drone team and a ropes rescue team. Hopefully by 2025, that'll be an 8-member team, and they should be good to go. We love serving this community with everything we have. We'll do it all day long, all night long. And I hope all of you recognize the dedication and care that your first responders have for the city of Woodway. We are well worth it.
Thank you.
Now, I would like to add, my last thing is these are write-out forms.
I'd just like to hand them out to each of you if you ever feel like you want to ride out with us. We'd love to have that. Okay. You just never know what happened.
Thank you, sir.
Now she dare hand.
No, I'm not. I don't know if I want to. You really know how to sell this, don't you? I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now that we've spent all this time.
Thank you.
Maybe I've done an awful job of explaining what I'm talking about. Dispatch number one, that's a very important job, as we just talked about. Our max salary is $45,000. The average is $57,000. I'm saying instead of giving this large raise to the ones that were already paying more than any other city, raise these people up to a fair amount. Dispatch number two, we're talking about maybe an $8,000 raise. Police officer, safety officer one and two, we're talking about $7,000 difference in their category. Now, I'm not saying that the police is doing a bad job. I'm saying the opposite. On this category, the salary survey, it shows that you're being underpaid. And I'm saying that the ones that we're paying more than the average, maybe we should not go as much on that. And that's one of the reasons I've talked about before about having a committee that would help the city figure out some of these raises ahead of time so we're not down to the last budget meeting. And I've got to say, well, I'll vote with whatever the council says. We need to be good stewards. Now, good stewards is also taking care of the police department. And that's important. And I'm not saying anything else about it. Also, we talked about the other cities. We are paying the most or raising the biggest raise out of all these different cities. And two-thirds of our salary categories were by far the highest on. Now, if you think that's fair, that's fine, but I think council needs to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money and managing staff or helping the city manager manage staff is an important part. But, you know, Chief, we could have saved 30 minutes if you would have talked to me ahead of time so I could make sure you understand that I'm not talking about giving the police less money. I'm talking about giving them more.
I think you scared him last.
Huh?
I think you scared him. You scared him.
He's not scared of nothing. I know him. He's super.
We have had access to the budget for months now, and Brenda gave us ample opportunity to meet with her.
And I did.
At the beginning.
And I did meet with her.
At the beginning. When these kinds of things could have been addressed.
We
are not caught up to inflation.
What's inflation for last year?
Well, I'm looking at this.
What is the federal numbers for inflation?
I'm looking right now at what the Woodway COLA is compared to the U.S. city average that we have been given.
No, the inflation rate for the federal government.
Let's try not to
interrupt. I'm using the number that Brenda uses to compare and figure out what number we should use each year for our COLA. So I would like Brenda to speak to this, if that's okay. We talked about this beforehand. What? Oh, and as to why she has chosen this number, which is this number is this year higher than the U.S. city average, but previously, we have been below, and we're trying to catch up. Would you like to speak to that?
The consumer price index, which if you can believe it or not, and you know, I can agree that it probably is not 100% correct, but it says it's between 2.9 and 3%. Now, that's fine. I think it's probably higher than that, but I'm just pointing that out. Now, like I said, I'm not debating any of this. I'm going to vote with whatever the majority of the council says. But I'm pointing this out so that way citizens can know that we are looking at
it. I think, Mr. Russell, I think your sticking point is with the COLA and the merit increase for the city of Woodway. And I think Councilwoman Cook's question to Brenda is why she chose that number. I don't think we've ever asked her why, and I think this is a good time for you to
sure. answer that. Thank you, Mayor and Council. It's a great question, Councilwoman Cook. Where I got that number. So I was taught by William Klump, who did this role for 20 plus years before me. He taught me that they use, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, what March CPI is for the Southeast region. So when I took over, that's the number I use. Come to find out, Texas isn't in the Southwest region. So I pulled Southeast region, where mm-hmm. Texas is, and I still pulled William Klump's region for comparative purposes. And so it's always been based on March. So last year, that number was 5.3 for the Southeast region and 5.8 for the Southwest region. I asked for 5% because I didn't feel like rounding up. 2 years ago, those numbers were 9.1 and 9. I asked for 5%. That was when I had just started. I was really just helping out Mr. Klump. This year, the Southeast region was 3.8 in March, and the Southwest region is 4.9. I still ask for 5% because on a cumulative number, we have not caught up to inflation based on the CPI I was taught to use and where I'm pulling these numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Does that answer your question, Councilwoman Cook?
It does. Thank you. And I just want to say, you know, I think I like these numbers anyway. But more than that, the heart of it all is what really I left last time incredibly discouraged on our staff's behalf and could not believe how demoralizing of a message you must have been sent. And I hope you know that that's not the majority of our council. I really, really hope you know it's just a loud minority. And so
why would it be demoralizing to say raise the ones that or not getting the average?
I want to go back to, I wish we could listen to last meeting's minutes, like audio right now. Yeah, because you're kind of changing your
narrative. I said
that
you had two-thirds that are above average, sometimes as much as 20.
And you're still saying you want that above average group to not receive as much, which means that you're effectively cutting their pay.
Giving them a 5% raise is never a cut.
With this inflation and what we're trying to get them caught up to, as Ms. Hernandez said, I mean,
so yeah, paying them more than any other city.
Yes,
not...
they do an amazing job. They do an incredible job. We expect
a lot
of them.
I'm glad you don't run a business.
Well, that's not fair.
I am glad that you
that's
are
not
overseeing
that's not,
employees.
That's not
kind.
Over 300.
Let's not get personal. That's not appropriate. Guys, listen, we have an incredible staff. I think we can all agree on that. I see Mr. Keyston nodding. I see Mr. Suri nodding.
Yeah.
We have an incredible staff.
On that.
And it's really hard for me to follow up what we just heard from the public safety without feeling vastly, vastly inferior to what you guys do every day. But I do want to say something, not just to the PD, but also to the other staff that we have here. Your council is here to support. And I am sorry for the feeling that you got where you did not feel supported by us. I feel terrible about it because you guys make our city so wonderful. And last meeting, I was asked, has my day job employer ever given me a raise like what Woodway is getting? And I would honestly have to say the answer is no, not yet. But they've also never asked me to barge into a house fire, tend to a suicide call, pick up body parts, talk to parents who've had terrible things happen to their kids. That's worth every percent of 5%. So that's what I want to do. Thank you, staff. I if you don't hear it tonight, I want you to at least hear it from me. Thank you for everything that you do, and just know that the majority of council has your back and your support. Thank you.
And the ones that they're saying doesn't is the ones asking to raise your categories up so we would make more money.
Okay. Of course. You don't.
So last meeting, I was one of the individuals that talked about how we can look at the combination of both a COLA and a merit pay. And I was one of the ones that said, okay, I would be in favor with staying the way that it is. I'm okay with that. But I also thought about, well, long term, there are some things that we got to consider. And it's extremely difficult to manage money and manage people. It's extremely difficult. There are no easy answers. If truth be told, public safety officers, people who work in public safety who put their lives on the line, will never get paid what they deserve to get paid.
Agreed.
That's an absolute fact. I was in the military. Thankfully, I didn't get injured. I didn't have to go to war, but I knew people who did. My brother's a Vietnam vet. Those folks don't get paid what they should get paid, considering what they do for this country. My wife's a teacher. She doesn't get paid what she should get paid. I'm an educator. I teach at MCC. Now, I would say I could go and work somewhere else and make a lot more money, but I do what I do because I want to do it at this stage of my life. And I know what I'm getting into. And I'm not saying that anyone should say, well, you know what, I'm gonna go chase the money, because that's not what life is all about. We understand that. But when you're in this seat, you gotta make hard choices. And those choices are not just talking about today. It is talking about catching up with inflation, but at the same time, it's looking forward. And so we have to be good financial stewards of the money that we have, not just today, but what that's going to look like in the future. Because whatever we do today will impact the future. Mm-hmm. And it also is about, well, how do we encourage the best of our people to be the best of our people? Well, incentivize them. So if you give them a COLA, some people are going to be, quite frankly, out there saying, I am guaranteed 5%. Where did we say we're going to guarantee a 5%? It's not guaranteed. Nowhere is it written that you are owed 5% or you're guaranteed to get 5%. Is 5% a good number? Probably so, compared to what we look at with the Southeast and Southwest regional numbers. Those are good numbers to look at. And that's one of the things that I said, I want to bring that up because I knew about these things. But I said, nope, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. So, but at the same time, I also know that some employees need to be incentivized. And if you want to keep the best, incentivize them. And that's why I said maybe there's a difference between how we pay them with COLA and using the merit system and invert those numbers. All right? And it's not just a rubber stamp. Oh, I come to work, I get that 5%. I come to work, I get that 4%. And it's a 9% raise if I'm just here, if I qualify, if I'm eligible. And the reality is, those who are eligible in a municipality oftentimes are going to get that rubber stamp 9% raise. I'm not saying that we should cut that. All I'm saying is that we should look at it for the future. And I am more in favor of incentivizing hard work than rubber stamping. You just come to work every day. Now, if you don't come to work every day, that's bad for us. I should tell my staff every day. Go in and knock, slap them on the back. Thank you for coming to work. I first started doing that, people look at me like I'm crazy. What do you mean? I said, because when you come to work, you make my job easier. I don't do what you do. I can't do what you do. So I need you to do your best. I need you to be here every day. And we need to pay you for that. I don't have any problem. But we also need to be mindful of where this money is coming from. Because at the same time, in the future, we may be coming back to the rest of us and asking them to, hey, property values have stabilized. Some of you don't want a diversity, let's just put it that way, of economic development. So where's that money going to come from? Our tax base stays the same. We have a growing community of people who are going to be on fixed income. Where's that money going to come from? Because if I go to that person that's on a fixed income and say, hey, we got the best doggone police officers in America, or we got the best doggone this or that, but we need to raise your property tax because that's the only way we're going to be able to afford it. That's a hard sell. And I'm not saying we'll ever get to that point, but if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
100%.
All right? And that's all I was trying to say. I wasn't trying to say let's cut someone's pay. And in reality, we're not cutting anyone's pay. We're not cutting anyone's pay. One person said, well, you're going to give them a pay decrease. No, we're not giving you a pay decrease. How many people are going to get a decrease in pay? Even if we stayed current with inflation, yeah, you may not be able to buy more tomorrow than what you could today per se, but you didn't lose any money. Notwithstanding the fact that the city is picking up for other things such as part of your health care, some of those other things that we don't talk about when it comes to compensation. I appreciate not just what you do as police officers, but what that person who sits up there in the front window does every day. Mm-hmm. No differently. Because they're all employees of the city of Woodway. And they all have value. And they all deserve whatever they get. Now, they haven't been as eloquent as you all have been as police officers, Chief, and talked about why you're worth what you're worth. But they're no less worthy as that person who sits up front than what you are. Make no bones about it. That's how I feel about it. Now, is your job more dangerous? Absolutely. Are you at more of a risk? Absolutely. Is that tough? Absolutely. And I pray for each and every one of you to come home safely each night.
100%.
Because you deserve to be whole and healthy. You deserve that. But we have a responsibility. And that's all I was trying to say, is we have a responsibility. And no matter what we say, everyone says, oh, we got great employees. And everybody does do a good job. But some of us don't. That's the reality.
That's where the raises come in.
Yeah.
That's where the merit pay comes in.
And that's where it incentivizes you. And it incentivizes the management team, too, to do your job.
Yes.
Yeah. Do your job. Train this person up. Don't rubber stamp or they get a 5% because you're just on my team. You're my friend. We're going to stamp that. Here you go with your 5% merit. Let's be legitimate in what we do. That's leadership. That's on the leadership team. That's on us, those of us who are in a position of leadership that's going to be evaluating those individuals. That's what we are responsible for doing. And when you fall short, we lift you up. That may be training. That may mean you got to get a write-up. But it's not because we don't like what you do. It's because we expect you to do great work. And we're going to uphold you to do that. At least that's what leaders should do.
Mayor Pro Tem, just for the
record. That was what I was talking about.
Yes, I didn't actually articulate it
that way.
I appreciate the way you said it.
I wasn't expecting to say we're going to cut anyone. I wasn't trying to demean anyone either. So that's far from who I am.
Yeah, no, I very well said, and I appreciate that. Just to be clear for the record, the 5% is referring to the cost of living. That would apply to all of our employees. The raise would be subject to the management, depending on performance.
Correct.
So nobody's getting a blanket merit raise. It's purely based on performance.
Well, so I'm saying you're right.
The reality is this.
I had to counsel managers that have worked for me and say, hey, you gave this person the highest rating. This person didn't deserve the highest rating. Now, I didn't go and take that money away. What I did as a leader is I sat down with that manager and said, why?
Understand.
Because 100%. I don't see what you see. Maybe I'm wrong. Because we know there are people out there who are going to rubber stamp that 4 or 5% merit. That's the bad part.
I see what you're saying. They're separate items.
They are separate items.
And the
manager's role. But I'm saying that incentivizing people is the way I looked at it. COLA is a rubber stamp, like you said, because it goes to everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you are a shining star, you don't have to tell me that you shine.
Right.
I will see you shine.
Right.
And your management team should see that. And if you are rated to receive that 5%, you will get that 5%. And guess what your pay raise is going to be? 9%.
Yeah.
Did it change? No. That's all I
thank you, sir. No,
well said.
Well said. Thank you. Mm. All right. Any further discussion before we move on? All right. Thank you all very much. We are going to move on here, and I will entertain a motion on adopting this ordinance, please.
I make a motion that we adopt the 2024-25 annual budget.
Second.
Seconded by Mayor Pro Tem. All right, I'm going to read the ordinance. This is ordinance 24-07 that's been moved to be adopted. It's an ordinance adopting the budget for the city of Woodway, Texas for the fiscal year beginning on October 1st, 2024 and ending on September 30th, 2025, providing for a savings clause, declaring an effective date, and finding and determining that the meeting at which this ordinance is adopted was noticed and has been open to the public as required by law. Council, this is a record vote, so we will need to take a record vote. Ms. Barkley, I'm going to pass it over to you for the roll call, please. Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Williams?
Aye.
Councilman Russell?
Aye.
Councilman Cook?
Aye.
Councilman Gilman?
Aye.
Councilmember Keyston?
Aye.
Councilmember Surrey?
Aye.
Thank you. The ordinance is adopted by unanimous vote of an aye. And we are adopting the 2024-2025 annual budget. Thank you all very much. Item B, 7B, is discussion and consider action on the ratification of the property tax revenue increase reflected in the budget. Could I get a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Kingston. Thank you, Mr. Russell. It's been moved and seconded. Mr. Manager, anything on 7B, please?
I can read an excerpt from here, Mayor, if you wish, but
all right.
According to the local government code, adoption of a budget that will raise more revenue from property taxes than in the previous year requires a separate vote of the governing body to ratify the property tax increase reflected in the budget. A vote under this subsection must be in addition to and separate from the vote to adopt the budget or the vote to set the tax rate. Once the budget is adopted, therefore, the City Council will need a second vote to ratify or approve the property tax increase reflected in the budget, and specific language is required.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Council, if you would turn to your packet to page 19, this has the ad valorem tax rate, and when we make a motion, that description at the bottom there, that's how we need to make the motion. So just to be clear, it needs to be read out that way.
That's when we get to the tax.
Right? When we get to the tax.
This
part.
One has a different one.
Excuse me. Yes, that's coming. I got out of place. So right now, we're just going to be discussing the ratification of the property tax revenue that's reflected in the budget. This comes, page 19 comes in a minute. Any discussion on this item?
On page 19, when it comes down to the background information, it says 2022 ad valorem rate. Should that say 2024?
I noticed that too, and I don't know if that's a typo or if it was just copied over. So I'm going to let Ms. Brenda look at that. I think it means to say 2024. Is that right?
Oh, yes, on the background information.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
The motion at the bottom of the staff recommendation.
Okay.
So it's not important for us to bring that up.
No.
Yeah.
No. No problem.
Now, we're talking about a no new revenue rate. Mm-hmm. But it said, you said, correct me if I'm wrong, an increase
exactly.
in taxation.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's misleading.
Yeah.
Because it's actually a decrease. But the way that we adopt it, and I'm going to get this wrong, but the way that we adopt it is that. We have to read it as an increase by 2.13% in the overall global tax rate. But it's actually a decrease from last year.
For new taxing entities.
Yeah. Yes. But it's not an increase. It's just stated that way. Yes?
Yes, the
that into the role.
There you go. That's what I was wanting to get to.
The new properties times tax rate, it is bringing in more property tax revenue than last year's property.
The current homeowners should pay pretty close to the same.
Correct. Last week I provided y'all the cost of the average resident, and I dispersed that.
Yes. I just want to make sure that was publicly said.
Yeah, it's confused. I mean,
yes,
it's the way that it's written. Okay. Any discussion? All right. If there's no further discussion, this is also a record vote. So I will entertain a motion on 7B, the ratification of the property tax revenue increase.
I'll second. Okay, what do you want? You want me to say that? Okay. I make a motion to ratify, approve the property tax revenue increase reflected in the budget.
Thank you.
Second.
There's a second. Thank you. It's a record vote. Ms. Barkley, if you'll call for the roll, please.
Mayor Corsall.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Williams.
Aye.
Councilmember Russell.
Aye.
Councilmember Cook.
Aye.
Councilmember Gilman.
Aye.
Councilmember Keeston.
Aye.
Councilmember Surrey.
Aye.
Thank you, Ms. Barkley. The tax revenue, property tax revenue increase is ratified. Thank you all by unanimous vote. Item number 8 is our public hearing on the proposed 2024 ad valorem tax rate. I will open the hearing at 6:47 p.m. Is there anybody who would like to speak on this item? Yes, sir. If you'll come to the podium, please. Sir, if we can get your name, please.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Moss, live at 8024 Soak Circle, and I'm not sure I'm ready to follow what just occurred, but I'll try here. I just want to come and say thank you for considering the appraisal, the board here considering the no new revenue rate. And I want to say to the city manager and to Brenda, and I've already said it to them, I appreciate some minor changes in the budget, but major changes in being able to tell what was going on. I may be trying to be a proponent for next year for the no new revenue rate, because I think Woodway is a city built for the no new revenue rate. We've got many things that no city around us has. Big changes on the tax base, but nobody was within $100 million of ours. Some had a big one, but not like that. Mayor has talked about the sales tax and that we need to do better there. A few years ago, it was 50 cents of what the property tax rate is. Now it's 75 cents. That's a lot of money. The interest rates that we've talked about, that's not just money. That's 2.5% of a tax rate that you don't have to have. And some of those funds that we had, that we built up, we earned, 5% on. And that was important. And I know that 2 years ago, there were a lot of folks that doubted that the no new revenue tax rate was going to work. But there was a lot of fluff in that budget, and there's a lot of fluff in the one prior year. The one this year, this one still has some fluff in it, but nowhere near what it had before. And so I'm just sitting here saying, it's good times right now, but let's spend what we need to spend. Let's don't spend what we don't need to spend. And let's enjoy what's happening and be thankful that we're in a community that is blessed. And, I feel like that I don't see any reason for the next several years that the no new revenue rate should not be used. I didn't say that should be the rate, but that ought to be where you start. And you can go above it and you can go below it. You could have done both this year and been right. It's just that simple. But I really am here to say thank you for what you're doing. It's worked. And, one time they say mistake, twice coincidence, three times habit. This is going to be the third time we have the no new revenue rate. So why don't we try to keep it? Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Anybody else, please? Anybody else to speak on the ad valorem tax rate? All right. There being none, I'll close the public hearing at 6:50 p.m. Thank you. Item number 9 is the discussion and consider action on Ordinance 24-08, adopting the 2024 ad valorem tax rate. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Over to you, Mr. Manager. Item number 9.
Thank you, Mayor. This ordinance provides the opportunity for the council to adopt the proposed tax rate of .357865 per $100 of property valuation. This 3.7865 will be broken down as follows. Operation and maintenance is .340552, and our interest in sinking is .017313. All requirements have been met and set forth by the city charter, the state of Texas Comptroller's Office, and the McLennan County Tax Office. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Yes, sir.
Council, now, please go to page 19. This is what we... So many tax rates today. After we have any discussion, the motion needs to read just like it's written down there in the bottom paragraph in bold. So, do I hear any discussion on this item? We all feel pretty good.
Everything's in order.
No revenue rate?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Suri, you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Great. Well, if everybody's happy, then let's do a motion then on this item, please.
I'll make a motion. Move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of .357865, which is effectively a 2.13% increase in the tax rate.
Second. 2.13.
That's what I said.
That's what
I said.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No, we got it. You said it.
My ears are bad.
Okay. Mr. Keeston made the motion, and Councilwoman Cook seconded it. Thank you. This is also another record vote. So, Ms. Barkley, if you'll please call the roll. Apologies. It's on the next page. All right. This is Ordinance 24-08. This is an ordinance levying taxes for the use and support of the municipal government of the City of Woodway, Texas, for the year 2024. Now, Ms. Barkley.
Mayor Quizzall.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Williams.
Aye.
Councilmember Russell.
Aye.
Councilmember Cook.
Aye.
Councilmember Gilman.
Aye.
Councilmember Keeston.
Aye.
Councilmember Suri.
Aye.
Thank you. The Ordinance 24-08 is adopted by unanimous record vote. Thank you, Council. All right, moving on here, we're on item number 10 already. Discussion and consider action on Ordinance 24-09, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 2-5, Classification and Compensation Plan adopted of the City of Woodway Code of Ordinances. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded, thank you. Mr. Manager, number 10, please, your comments.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Background information on this item is, in an effort to recruit, retain, and develop an exemplary workforce, the City of Woodway 2425 Classification and Compensation Plan, which was provided for your review as a part of the proposed budget, is recommended for formal adoption. The changes include a 5% COLA and the addition of the Certified Public Manager to the Certificate and Education Pay.
All right. Is that everything, Mr. Manager?
It can be, Mayor.
That's fine.
Stand by for any questions.
I just wanted to make sure we didn't cut you off.
Oh,
I wanted
no,
to be
sir.
Sure that you were done.
Thank you.
All right, Council. This is the classification compensation plan. Is there any discussion on this item?
We pretty well discussed it.
Yeah. All right. So everybody's good with the 5%. And up to 4 on the merit? Yes? Yes? All right. Thank you. Thank you all very, very much. That really means a lot. Okay. I will entertain a motion on adopting Ordinance 24-09.
I move that we adopt Ordinance 24-09, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 2-5, Classification and Compensation Plan, adopted of the City of Woodway Code of Ordinances.
I'll second that, Councilwoman Cook. I'm going to read the ordinance before we take the vote. This is a regular vote. Ordinance 24-09 is an ordinance of the City of Woodway, Texas, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 2-5, Classification and Compensation Plan adopted of the City of Woodway, Code of Ordinances, providing a repealing clause, providing a savings clause, and determining that the meeting at which this ordinance is adopted was noticed and has been opened to the public as required by law. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it. The motion carries unanimously, and the ordinance is adopted. Thank you, Council.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Thank you and your staff. Well deserved, and I hope they feel the support, and I hope you convey our support to them, and I hope you guys feel it.
It's all them. They make my job to where I can halfway do it right.
All righty. Very good. Thank you, staff. Okay, moving on to item number 11. This is discussion and consider action on resolution R-24-18. You know what? Before we go on to 11, I just want to say one last thing. Chief, thank you for your words. I can't thank you enough. I don't really have words to say, so I'm not going to keep going, but thank you for those comments. And Officer Brumman, thank you so much. You have no idea how much that means to hear, and I hope you feel the support tonight. Item number 11 is discussion and consider action on resolution R-24-18, amending the City of Woodway master fee schedule. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, number 11.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Council, attached to resolution R-24-18 is the final draft of the amended master fee schedule, which was presented for your review in the August 12th meeting packet. And myself and Ms. Hernandez can try to answer any questions or reasonings behind any of the changes, if you have any.
All right, Mr. Manager, thank you.
Council,
you've got the master fee schedule. Is there any discussion on this item, please?
Just a little. I mean, I agree with it, but I just thought the citizens might want to hear. This was the second part that I was talking about, mainly about the water, wastewater, and trash pickup. We'll be increasing the first 2,000 gallons by $1.60, the 2,000, the 1,500, by 19 cents per thousand, the 15 to 35 by 24 cents, and 3,500, which is a lot of water, 60 cents. Now, in the wastewater, it'll be going up $1.44, and, you know, they vary the fee depending on how many gallons of water you use on your January-February bill. So per 1,000, it will increase 17 cents. I'm sorry. The trash pickup goes up $1.12. The reason the trash pickup has increased is because we have a 5-year contract. A lot of that has to do with fuel costs, and unfortunately, it's just the way it is. The wastewater, we have had more wastewater, and I think they went up on us. And unfortunately, we need this fund to balance. The water part, we had to use a lot more of Waco water, which, if I understand it correctly, in May we went up to the next tier, which basically means we're selling water to the citizens for less than what we're paying for the water from Waco. So, unfortunately, we have to do something about this. We can't operate in a negative. I would like to see another one of those committees I would like to see a committee of three council members and possibly three citizens to work on this project, because at the high cost of water from Waco, I don't think our emergency plan of adding a bigger water line into Waco would be the best idea. We talked about it a little bit last week with the city manager and Ms. Hernandez. And of course, what we came up with is we've got questions, we don't have answers. And, you know, sometimes it's one of those, God, you need to send us some answers on this. But I would like to get some smarter people than us, and I think we can do it without hiring a consultant to do it, spend a lot of money. Sometimes with consultants, it's trash information in and trash information out, and you pay a lot of money. I know our chairman of planning and zoning is brilliant on water. I think he's on the McLennan County Water Board. I know another citizen that is a water engineer for a lot of cities around. I can think of a couple of people that would help us that maybe come up with some other ideas that we're not thinking. There's nothing we can do now. The way I see it, we got to approve this bill. No one's going to be happy when they're paying however much more and writing the check to Woodway, but I'm afraid we have to do it.
Ms. Hernandez, would you mind sharing with us again what your plan is for addressing this issue? Because I felt very confident in the way that you have talked about
perspective. Think about Mike's, oh, there it goes. Yes, ma'am. As far as what we're doing currently?
And what you're looking into for this.
Sure, what we're doing currently, you know, water sewer fund, that's water sewer, then customer service, the women at the front. We've cut excess spending, just what do we need to operate? I've filed over $100,000 worth of insurance claims, and we've recouped some of those funds. We're planning on transferring funds over from the general fund balance. I have, in the budget, y'all just approve a couple items before. There is a budgeted water rate study by take that for a professional to come in and do that analysis. Does that answer your question?
It does, yes. I really feel strongly about using professional services.
And one more, I think, to add to that maybe you could have said was we had an $800,000 shortfall in this fund because of between the wells going down and having to buy more water. That's the reason we're having to have this increase. So,
by the way,
consumption was down too.
Hmm?
Usage was down.
Sure.
Usage of water and
at the wrong time.
At the wrong. It's a very unusual year.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know, but thank you for doing that analysis. Mm-hmm. If such a committee was formed, I'd be glad to volunteer on it.
And I would also like to be on it. Just from the standpoint of we could compare what some very intelligent people like, what I was mentioning, our chairman of planning and zoning, and a water engineer that we could do for free, and then possibly compare against one that costs. But, you know, wherever we can save money is money saved for our citizens.
And I just want to chime in. I don't question the credentials of any of the folks you named. But in order to do a study, the city has to go out and hire engineers. And that's one of those requirements of what local governments are required to get professional services in a specific manner, not gather up its top talent locally and create volunteer committees.
You couldn't have a committee just to overlook this and see if there's options that could be done?
No.
You couldn't have a committee just to look at options.
You can have a committee look at anything, but okay. In order to enact engineering services or do these kinds of studies, and these are the kinds of things that professional services rules are set.
This committee could probably, you know, look into saying, hey, maybe we need an engineering study for different things, but we want to make sure that we have the right situation and not spend money wastefully.
Okay.
That's what we pay our staff to do.
Yeah. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something. Any other discussion on this item? I'm sure we're going to revisit the water situation at a future date.
See how we're doing.
If Yeah.
It's better.
We trust you. We trust you're going to bring us good information, Brenda, later on.
Better be proactive, as Mayor Pro Tem Williams was saying, than reactive.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion on item number 11, please.
I move that we accept resolution R-2418, amending the City of Woodway Master Fee Schedule.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I don't need to read the resolution on this, right, Donna? Okay. This is a regular vote, so I will call for the vote now. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it. The motion carries unanimously, and resolution R-2418 is adopted. Thank you, Council. Okay, we have a budget. We have a tax rate. Congratulations, Woodway. Congratulations, everyone. So we are on our way. Thank you all very much. Okay, wrapping up here, item number 12 is the City Manager's Report. Mr. Manager, any updates for us?
Thank you, Mayor. Just a few. I'll be brief. Our Assistant City Manager, Jennifer Rogers, along with our Bereavement Pavilion staff, Madison Reeves, and Lindsay, have collaborated to put out a survey. We know Council likes surveys, so we wanted to put one together of our own, and it went out through Constant Contact, which was posted on social media and our Discover Woodway website, to gather citizen and visitors' input on what kind of programming they want to see offered at the Carlene Bright Arboretum and at the Pavilion Building. This was posted this morning, and as of, I think, 4:30 today, we've received 80 responses so far.
Wow.
Great.
So that's
and it's a very good survey.
80?
Yes, sir. And it'll run for a week, Jennifer, I believe.
It will end next Friday, so it's going to run for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. My correction.
80 people responded.
So 5 hours, we had 80 responses.
Yeah. So that'll give us a good idea. The Pavilion and Arboretum team, they've done a great job on their own, just taking the initiative to come up with things they think, based on the reactions they've gotten from visitors. That's kind of how they developed their new programming, but we wanted to drill down a little bit deeper and get some citizen input and engagement and visitors, because people come from using the tourism money to fund these programs. We want to know that the people we're bringing in, if we can bring them back. Mm-hmm. Next is the micro seal project for this series of streets this year. They're complete. Everything went well, and no issues were reported to my office. And lastly, as Councilmember Russell mentioned, and I'll take from your to say being proactive, looking forward, I know the water loss discussion as we continue, just to give Council, for not liking numbers, I'm in a real strange, strange career path, but Brenda helped put together a percentage loss list from 2000 up to this year, and the average loss based on the gallons we pump and purchase from Waco versus what we've sold, there's on average a 19% loss. This year there's a 25% loss. So as this discussion continues, I print out with some highlighted sections for everybody to review and just kind of get you oiled up for the.
And I don't want to put you on the spot, Mr. Manager, but could you explain what that loss is? What do you mean when you say?
Well, we just assume it's the aged meters, because when they fail, they fail in the favor of the customer. So I use me as an example. I haven't gotten a new bill yet, but I had a meter from the 80s in my house, and came on one day and the sink was black, and said, "Hey, what's going on?" They said, "Oh, we changed your meter out." I said, "Oh, okay." So they said, "Well, don't be surprised if your bill increases."
Because it's more accurate.
We think that's part of it. We know that's kind of a hot topic, but it is going to be one that has to be addressed as part of our overall analysis of how we can curtail this in the future. But just for now, just not for discussion, but for everyone's viewing pleasure when they go home.
Viewing pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. And that's all I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Mr. Manager, thank you. Great Okay, reporter updates. Moving on to item 13, city council reports. Council, does anybody have any updates for us from your committee and liaison assignments?
Well, I do.
No PNC tomorrow. Thank you.
We had a Parks and Rec met. Parks and Rec met on the 22nd. And so there were three new members, and then I'm new to the Parks and Rec Commission. So although I have some experience
yes,
in Parks.
Yes, I was going to say. Yeah,
yeah, I was going to say, I think you know that.
A little bit. Yeah. But the big thing that came out is that they are still wondering what's going on with the old family center. So they would like for an update on that when we have one available for them. So, and I explained to them that we're still waiting on. I know we're going to get some information back on the evaluation of the facility and that kind of thing. So once we get everything together, we'll have a presentation on that for them.
Anybody else? Any other? Did you go to the Youth Commission event last night?
Yeah, I wasn't there. I couldn't make it.
No. Okay.
It was great. I mentioned it last meeting.
It was great. It was really, really a lot of fun. So I just wanted to pass that on, that it was well attended at Hawaiian Falls.
I was going to say, that was at Hawaii.
Yeah, it was great. It was really
a lot of face painting, right?
No face painting.
I thought that was a good
idea. I know, I thought so too, but I guess they didn't want it in the water or whatnot, so don't blame them.
They enjoyed being there.
Anyway, very good. Well, guys, last thing is consider action on adjournment. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned at 7:12 p.m. Thank you all very much. Have a great night.